Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to face down a great, maybe irreverent, but very important question. Is this Holy Week or is it Hell Week? There seems to be so much going on everywhere in the world. A direct threat of Russia potentially using low-yield nuclear weapons in Ukraine. The chief of the CIA director, William Burns, said yesterday that he thinks that might be likely. There are Russian sources now that are calling on Russia because of the incredibly embarrassing sinking of their flagship and their naval fleet in the Black Sea. I mean, what do they think? This is a game? There are thousands of Ukrainians who have been killed, their cities destroyed, and so they're going to fire back at one of the ships oppressing them? That's a crime? We will get to that. There's also been fighting on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And it's amazing how differently this particular conflict is being portrayed. We will present both sides to some extent. But there aren't really two sides here. There was no initiation of violence by Israelis or Israeli authorities. It's kind of not a good thing where on the day before Passover begins tonight, which of course is one of the most important Jewish holidays. It is one of our three pilgrimage festivals. And there are people down below the Temple Mount praying at the Western Wall. They're not allowed to pray on the Temple Mount if they're Jewish. Only Muslims are allowed to pray up there, which is an interesting thing. But we will get to that and to the incredibly slanted coverage by some of the media outlets. There is also an indication that the United States has changed policy in a good way in terms of providing weapons for Ukraine. And Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has asked the United States to designate Russia on a very exclusive list. What list? No, not of just genocidal nations. President Biden has already called out Russians for using and committing genocide, but actually for a legal and diplomatic status, which nobody wants to be on that particular list. We will get to that. And in terms of America and American politics, there are all kinds of questions that have arisen here, including, is it somehow unfair and inappropriate to offer honors classes to high school students, advanced placement classes? That is a huge issue in San Diego and elsewhere. And speaking of California, the congressman from California, Congressman Anoka, has actually introduced legislation that would bring all of America to a four-day work week. Is that a good idea? We'll be talking to Lanhee Chen, who also is trying to bring new life to the Republican Party in California. He's running for statewide office this year. And has been a frequent guest on our show. He's a scholar at Hoover Institution. So what's the story with the Republican Party? Why can't it have a future even in a state like California? There is a new book about what's called the 100-Year War. The 100-Year War in the conservative movement. And who is winning that war? What has that been about? We'll talk to Matthew Continetti, who has a brand new book called The Right, which is a history about the conservative movement. And then there's a piece by Philip Klein in National Review that says, guess what? The conservative movement as we know it is dead. Dead, finished, buried, no future at all. if the Supreme Court makes a decision to uphold Roe v. Wade. Is that true? We'll ask Lon He about that, but I want to give you my own response as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Ukraine is the center of the world's attention right now, and let's go there first. The President Putin has broadly hinted, and on the various carefully controlled state TV, Russian state TV, there is a question about what really happened to the pride of Russia's fleet, this cruiser called the Moskva, which is the way you say Moscow in Russian. Well, it is now being confirmed by everybody, and they'd been hesitant about it. No, it wasn't a fire that broke out and that caused a few problems, and then they had to sink as they were trying to get back to shore, to docking somewhere. It was a missile, actually two missiles, two Neptune missiles, anti-ship missiles, that the Ukrainians apparently very skillfully aimed at the ship, and they sank the damn thing. And what really happened to the pride of Russia's fleet? This is a report from CNN. Listen.
The now sunken flagship of Russia's Black Sea fleet, the Moskva, was always about intimidation and delivering a blunt message from the Kremlin, whether to Ukraine or elsewhere. Confirmation this Black Sea flagship has now been sunk will be a major boost for Ukrainian morale. But it's another big loss in Russia's staggering war.
Well, there's a sense from the Ukrainians tonight that this is retribution. One Ukrainian official telling CNN that Putin came to kill our children, our women and our civilians, and this is our gift in return to him.
And again, the world now acknowledging that the Russians were lying, surprise, 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 when they say it was a fire, that there was no hostile fire directed at it. The Ukrainians did it. And this has not pleased some of the government voices in the Kremlin. This is Russian state TV, where a particular state-authorized, Putin-authorized pundit went completely ballistic after the warship sinks in the Black Sea. And he is saying that we should bomb Kyiv. Bomb them! Let them have it! And they're talking not about ordinary bombs. Listen, it sounded like this. What they were saying is warship Moskva is an absolute cause for war. Kyiv sank Moscow and the Russians are furious. In response to the sinking of the warship Moskva, pundits and hosts demand the bombing of Kyiv and the destruction of Ukraine's railways and making it impossible for any world leaders to visit in the future. And, Biden and the Biden administration have suggested now that Boris Johnson courageously and effectively took a train, a secret train, and snuck into Kyiv and walked around in the streets and showed his support for Zelensky, that we will be sending a high-ranking official. Apparently not a Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Apparently not Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Please don't send Kamala. Is that really a vote of confidence or a confidence builder for the heroic and embattled people in Ukraine? So what is it that Zelensky is demanding that Biden do beyond the 800 million in new arms, which are terrific because this breaks the distinction between, quote, only defensive arms and offensive arms. There's a recognition that the only way that Ukraine wins this war is with offense against the Russians who are already trying to occupy their country and actually operating in Ukraine. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. On the Michael Medved Show. So much happening around the world right now, some of it actually more encouraging than you might expect, and some of it actually indicating that we may be approaching the end of the world. A headline in the Washington Post just running now, just in time for, well, Good Friday and Easter Sunday and Passover, and yes, the holy month of Ramadan and the sacred holiday of Kim Il-sung's 110th birthday, which is being celebrated in devotion and humility and deep spirituality all over North Korea. You bet it's being celebrated. North Korea, actually known, best known around the world for a government where people are starving, literally, and there is a very difficult time feeding people, giving them enough to eat, and yet they're spending untold billions on trying to develop nuclear weapons that can hit the West Coast or even the East Coast of the United States. We will get to that story as well. I mentioned that President Zelensky apparently had a direct conversation with President Biden, and he had something new that he was asking for. He's getting now, apparently, most of the weapons that they've wanted, and there's a background to that, but we'll get to that. The story from The Guardian, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a direct request to Joe Biden that the U.S. designates Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. This would be a rare and radical sanction, but Zelensky has been firm in putting pressure on the West to assist in Ukraine's resistance to Russia's invasion. And this is no exception, as his country endures atrocities from its northern neighbor. He asked the U.S. president in a recent phone call, but the question has not previously been reported, that at least according to the Washington Post, citing unnamed sources. They indicated that Biden did not commit to specific actions during the call. Now, right now, there are a few state sponsors of terrorism that we recognize. I mean, prominent among them is the nation of Iran, which, of course, makes it somewhat questionable about to be pursuing so avidly, as this administration is doing, the restoration of the Iran nuclear deal that would free up billions of dollars of Iranian money to be used for more terrorism. Not a good idea. But the notion that what Russia is doing, what the Russia is doing is war crimes. What the Russians are doing is attempted genocide. I think that is something that Zelensky has said and Biden has said, and it's also true. But the idea of designating them really as state sponsors of terrorism, I guess you could have arguments about, because what they are doing is conducting war and violating norms of war by targeting civilian populations. One of the most outrageous things has been the idea that that they're going to do more targeting of more civilian targets because the Ukrainians hit a direct prime prized military target, because that missile cruiser that was the pride of the Russian fleet that is now resting very appropriately down at the bottom of the Black Sea, there's a discussion about how many Russian casualties. There were 500 members of the crew. Apparently, most of them got off as the craft was burning after it had been hit, but there are some casualties. You don't get hit by two Neptune missiles with no casualties. And what about the casualties on the ground in Ukraine? And President Biden talking about sending a high-level member of the administration, please not Kamala. But Senator Steve Daines, Republican of Montana, went to Ukraine and to Bucha. He went together with U.S. Representative Victoria Spartz, who is the only Ukrainian-born member of the House of Representatives. She's a Republican from Indiana. You may remember her moving speech about what's happening to her former country. And Senator Daines, after visiting Bucha, said, what we saw today was shocking. It was numbing. And he had this to say specifically about Ukraine as a crime scene. This is clip one.
Crime scene. Do you agree?
I completely agree. What we saw today was shocking. It was numbing. You know, we're parents of four children. We have three grandchildren. To see these shallow graves and to watch these investigators who are with shovels digging, shovelful by shovelful, extracting these bodies, the bodies of women, of small children, civilians across the board, It's mind-numbing. It's terrible. And we were there, in fact, looking as they're excavating, taking these bodies out. You could see the rubble, like an earthquake. It destroyed these residential neighborhoods. We met with the mayor of Bucha today. He said, "Senator, can I show you my home?"
Mm-hmm.
So we followed him to his home, completely destroyed by the Russians.
Okay. And then there's more about what they saw in Bucha. Listen.
What do you tell us what you're looking at when we're looking at
this? Yeah, so this is the site there in Bucha where they were excavating and taking shovel by shovel the bodies out. You see the black bags that the bodies were in. And then they would open up the bags. The stench was horrific. And then they would take these bodies back to the tents that you saw there. And they were basically doing autopsies, forensic examinations. There I'm covering my nose. I mean, the stench was terrible, the smell of death. It's a very quiet and somber scene. It's sitting right next to a church, which just kind of adds to just the whole perspective of what we're seeing there.
Yeah, the Sabbath room.
It really is.
What
Okay, and this is with Jake Tapper on CNN. And finally, the question about, is this real, or is this, as Vladimir Putin says, this is just a hoax, it's a fake, it's a fraud, and the Ukrainians are just trying to get sympathy this way? Clip three.
Vladimir Putin's out there, and his minions throughout the world, and pro-Putin propaganda, saying this is all fake. You were there.
The truth is what was just shown around the world on CNN.
Yeah.
And that was why it was so important to have American officials come to Ukraine, come to Kyiv. And I had dinner just minutes ago, Jake, with a Ukrainian military leader. And I asked him, I said, what we saw in Bucha today, what's going on like Bucha around Ukraine? Just as you said, Jake, Ukraine is one great big crime scene.
Yeah.
This is going on in Mariupol as we speak.
Yeah, that's at probably a much, much bigger scale.
It is. I mean, when the history is written about what's happened here in Ukraine, it's going to be a terrible, terrible story. And let's not...
Okay, what can the United States do now to make it a less terrible story? There's actually some encouraging news, not just the sinking of the Moskva, but encouraging news on the battle front, on the military supply front, and on the diplomatic front, very much so. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the mighty...
You're the best radio show host in the country.
Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
A silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge, in many ways the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, they just released a new wide-ranging interview with the Atlantic magazine that was granted by President Zelensky, of Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. The Ukrainian president in the interview apparently lamented the repetitive nature of his many telephone, Zoom, and Skype calls with world leaders, who are often asking him the same questions about the ongoing Russian invasion. "I like new questions," Zelensky told the Atlantic. "It's not interesting to answer the questions you already heard. When some leaders ask me what weapons I need a moment to calm myself because I already told them the week before." Zelensky continued. He said, "It's Groundhog Day. I feel like Bill Murray." He's talking about his fellow, not a comedian, but comic actor, which is what Zelensky was. Still, even when it seems he's living the same moment over and over and over again, President Zelensky says, "I have no choice but to keep trying." "The world's leaders are not against us," Zelensky said. "No, I think most world leaders are for you." He said, "They just live in a different situation. As long as they have not lost their parents and children, they do not feel the way we feel." And one can understand that. But one of the encouraging aspects of the responses that have come from the West so far is a new report in the Wall Street Journal, which I think is very encouraging. It's reported by Courtney McBride. And they say, as Ukraine prepares to resist a new Russian military assault in the east, in the Donbass, it likely will be doing so with new weapons and equipment the U.S. once considered too risky to provide to Kyiv, highlighting how the line between offensive and defensive assistance recently is blurred. The shift in weaponry comes as Kyiv makes increasing pleas for military assistance, warning of potential Russian escalation and the potential for mass civilian casualties amid Russia's expected offensive in the Donbas area. It also follows President Biden's allegation that Russia is conducting genocide in Ukraine. Now, remember when people were terribly worried about, well, if you use the term genocide, if you send new weapons to the Ukrainians, the Russians could get angry? The Russians aren't angry now. They're going to do something worse, strike the United States? Highly, highly unlikely, unless you honestly believe that Vladimir Putin is insane and utterly suicidal. The shift in weaponry, as I just said, comes after Biden's proclamation that Russia is engaged in genocide. Mr. Biden this week announced $800 million in additional security assistance for Ukraine, bringing total military aid committed to Ukraine since he took office as more than $3 billion. This new package includes heavier weaponry than the U.S. previously provided and, for the first time, American-made artillery pieces. While U.S. officials have debated whether the government should limit itself to providing Kyiv with weapons designed to defend the country, that distinction appears to have grown fuzzier as Russia moved its forces deeper into Ukraine. Any weapons designed to push Moscow's forces out of the country arguably could be considered defensive now, so long as it doesn't involve hitting targets inside Russia, say U.S. officials and outside experts. William Taylor, who's a vice president for Russia and Europe at the United States Institute of Peace, said, given the state of conflict in Ukraine, there's no distinction to be made between offensive and defensive weapons at this point. And there's also this item, and it ought to be taken seriously because we spend over $70 billion a year, much, 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 much more than we spend in arming Ukraine. We spend over $70 billion a year in intelligence. And clearly one of the leaders of that entire intelligence effort is the CIA. And the director of the CIA right now, William Burns, has a some news that should get people's attention, particularly people who think we're coming to the end of the world and a climactic, biblically prophesied final struggle. I hope not, but in any event, William Burns delivered some remarks, the CIA director at Georgia Tech University, and he said the use of a tactical or low-yield nuclear weapon is a real concern, and that they believe at the CIA that there could be a real possibility that President Putin would use such a weapon. What the CIA director didn't answer is, what the hell do we do then? Okay, the discussion goes on. The administration features Mr. Burns. He's one of the leaders, members of the administration, who's had the most personal dealings in the past with Vladimir Putin. He said the potential detonation of such a weapon, a nuclear weapon, tactical, low yield, even as a warning shot, was a possibility that the United States remained very, very concerned about. But he quickly cautioned that so far, despite Mr. Putin's frequent invocation of nuclear threats, he had seen no practical evidence of the kinds of military deployments or movement of weapons that would suggest such a move was imminent. Given the potential desperation of President Putin and the Russian leadership, said Burns, given the setbacks that they've faced so far, and this was speaking even before that ship was sunk, militarily, none of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons, Mr. Burns said during a question-and-answer session following a speech he delivered at Georgia Tech. Tactical weapons are sometimes called battlefield nukes, smaller weapons that can be shot out of a mortar or even exploded like a mine, as opposed to strategic weapons that are put on intercontinental ballistic missiles. Russia has a large arsenal of tactical weapons. The United States keeps comparatively few. Low-yield nuclear weapons have been designed to produce a fairly small explosion, which sometimes blurs the difference between conventional and nuclear weapons. But can we make it clear that if they aim a low-yield nuclear weapon into Kyiv or into the Ukrainian forces in Donbass, it's a whole new world. I have watched over the years as Putin has stewed in a combustible combination of grievance and ambition and insecurity. Good words. That's what Mr. Burns said. He said the Russian president has nursed grievances against the West for decades, convinced the United States took advantage of Russia's weakness after the breakup of the Soviet Union. Why did the Soviet Union break up? Was it something that America did? Of course not. There's no military pressure at the time. It was the idea that the Russian people were suffering. The economy was in free fall, as it is right now. And basically, there were 15 different Soviet Socialist Republics that had been enslaved. And yes, it's appropriate on the eve of Passover to use the word enslaved, that had been enslaved by the terror masters and communist bastards who ran the old Soviet Union. And now they want to talk about using a nuclear weapon. By the way, this kind of threat is actually exploding in Putin's face. You'll pardon the analogy. I'll tell you how coming up moments from now on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Corrupt human tornado.
Michael Medved.
Tornado warning. A corrupt human tornado indeed. This is sobering news. AP is just reporting the bodies of more than 900 civilians have been discovered in the region surrounding the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv following Russia's withdrawal. Most of them fatally shot, police said today. This is an indication that many people were simply executed. The jarring number, 900 civilians killed, emerged shortly after Russia's defense ministry promised to step up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to Ukraine's alleged aggression on Russian territory. Okay, wait! Please stop. Where is the Ukrainian aggression on Russian territory? It's true. They had a bombing mission to hit a supply depot that was very successful. This is a few miles across the border into Russia, into Volgograd, which is one of the Russian cities closest to the Ukrainian border. And they were hitting a fuel dump, and so it made a pretty good boom because they sent in two helicopters, low flying. The helicopters got out okay, and they blew up some of the fuel that was being used to transport Russian troops into Ukraine, so they could commit more depredations and murders and war crimes. And the idea that they are going to step up missile attacks on Kyiv in response to Ukraine's aggression on Russian territory, they're talking about the ship, the Moskva, that was sunk, that ship was Russian territory. It's not. It's in the Black Sea, for goodness sake. And the Black Sea does not belong to Russia. The U.S. defense officials said this afternoon that Kyiv was responsible for hitting Moscow's flagship in the Black Sea. Now, this is not like Pearl Harbor, right? I mean, the war has been going on. It's been going on since February 24th. I mean, we're almost 2 months in. And the idea that this was some kind of outrage? Okay, this whole thinking has led to, again, more blowback against Russia. And this is very, very significant. In fact, it's amazing. Russia warned that it would station nuclear forces in and around a Russian enclave in northern Europe and bolster its military presence there if Finland and Sweden go ahead with their plans to join the NATO alliance. Finland and Sweden are both considering joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and will make a decision in coming weeks. Both countries have a long tradition of military neutrality, but the Russian invasion of Ukraine has tilted public opinion and the political consensus in both countries towards seeking membership in the U.S.-led alliance. Look, this is amazing and it's wonderful. Also, Sweden has been terrific, bless them for this, in sending some weapons to Ukraine that they make in Sweden. As Sweden produces stuff. And they're sharing some of it with the decent people in Ukraine who are trying to defend their country. Dmitry Medvedev, who is a former president of Russia, briefly, while Vladimir Putin pulled all his strings as prime minister, Mr. Medvedev said that Russia would need to enhance its ground forces and air defenses in the Baltic region and display significant naval forces in the waters of the Baltic Sea. Why would they need to do that? Do they really believe that there will be an attack on them from Finland or from Sweden? Now, it's true. Sweden was Russia's archenemy in the late years of the 17th century and the early years of the 18th century. Battle of Poltava, which was a when the Russians, Peter the Great, turned back a Swedish invasion of Russia and of Ukraine, by the way. The Battle of Poltava, 1709. It's a long time ago. The idea that any sane human being who draws breath or has a ticking heart or a functioning brain believes that Finland and Sweden are a dire military threat to Russia, these two genuinely peace-loving nations. I mean, how ridiculous that is. Mr. Medvedev's comments were echoed by the Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, who said that Russian President Putin had instructed the defense ministry to submit proposals for strengthening Russia's western flank against the backdrop of building up the potential of NATO near our western borders. Okay, this is deeply paranoid, and it goes beyond the absurdity, the excuse for the war, the excuse for the invasion, remember, was the claim that Ukraine was about to join NATO, and that would be a threat to Russian security. How's it a threat to Russian security? Now, seriously, the chances and the basis for a NATO sneak attack on Russia, when has that ever happened? Is there anything like that? In fact, while you could say, well, the Nazis were not supposed to invade Russia in June of 1941, but they did. Okay, yeah, NATO isn't the Nazis, right? The German government today is not the former German government of the Third Reich. Now, how absurd this stuff is. And the idea that they wanted to denazify Ukraine with its heroic, pro-Western, and Jewish president. I wonder if Zelensky is going to be observing or taking any time to observe any Passover tonight. He may. Finland could apply to join NATO within weeks, Prime Minister Sanna Marin said. She said that yesterday after a government report concluded that joining the alliance would boost security in the region. Of course it would. Until becoming a sovereign country in 1917, also a long time ago, more than 100 years, Finland was part of the Russian Empire for over a century. The country, which fought off a Soviet invasion during World War II and did so brilliantly and heroically, you may remember the ski soldiers that the Finns deployed got a lot of international publicity and acclaim. This has been neutral since World War II and since fighting with the Russians, and it has long refused to join NATO. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, however, polls have shown that support for membership in NATO has surged to well over 60% from below 20%. Most political parties in Helsinki now also agree Finland should become a member. By the way, I emphatically agree with that. Of course, Finland, which shares a border of more than 800 miles with Russia, would become NATO's most exposed eastern flank if the country becomes a member. Sweden, which has been militarily neutral since the Napoleonic Wars over 200 years ago, is considering the same move. Look, what this indicates is that there are some countries in the world that are willing to acknowledge the difference between good and evil. And that brings us to the, quote, religious clash. It isn't a religious clash. It's a clash between law and order and public safety and thugs. That's what is going on in Jerusalem right now. It has nothing to do with religion, except for the fact that there are some people who use the Islamic faith as an excuse for their thuggery. What caused this entire clash? Israel had changed policies, allowing 60,000 Muslims to come from all over the world to pray in the holy month of Ramadan at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They met Israeli authorities with authorities of the Waqf, who controlled the Temple Mount, to control what they call the holy sanctuary. But this idea that there was some kind of conflict because Israel sent police into Al-Aqsa Mosque, here's what happened very briefly. Is before the midday prayers began, a group of teenage thugs started throwing rocks down on people, and that can kill them, down at people who are praying at the Western Wall. And because tonight is Passover, and this is an occasion, people went there. So what happened next? We will get to all of that. We'll also get to the key question about the future of the Republican Party. Does that future really depend upon a Supreme Court decision? Or does it go far deeper than that? We'll get to all of that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.